Swagwego Scanon, wishes of good health as we get going with this hour's edition of Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the tunes. Today's a new music review, as we'll be spotlighting some of the tunes put out in early 2026 and even rewinding to quarter four for 2025. I have music from Beatrice Deer, my good friend Russell Wallace, the talented Statlium composer, also Ella Mantra, Curtis Clearsky with some Red Hot Chili Peppers vibes. Kicking things off right now, it's Mohawk artist Shub and Eye of the Storm featuring Natasha Fisher from Heritage Part 2 on Gyno.
Something in the way, feel like I've been here before. Such a familiar time and space, I can't revisit the halls. Kind of dreamlike state, can't remember it all. But if you're here to remind me lately, I'm not here for the fall. No longer circling the drain, got the chemicals to blame. But I'm breaking all these chains like a moth to a flame. Coming back around again as I'm breaking all these chains.
The artist formerly known as DJ Shub, that's Mohawk MC Dan General, who just now records his Shub from his highly anticipated Heritage Part 2. Featuring Natasha Fisher, it was Eye of the Storm, kicking off our 2026 new music review on Gyno. I'm Brett Mabee, and I'm coming to you from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory. All of the songs you're hearing on today's broadcast are featured prominently on the Mainstream with Brett Mabee, so be sure to keep mainstreamradio.net on hand for a few different reasons. I'll be sharing more reasons as to just why you gotta bookmark the page for quick access before too long. But right now, and looking at the hour ahead, we'll be hearing from Family Band based out of Albuquerque, Turquoise Steel. Also the amazing Cree singer Jaylee Wolf. And just a few is Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations, but not before Lakota MC Bazil. He began recording at the age of 13. He also produces a number of up-and-coming artists. In fact, some really great work happening with him, and I can't wait to have him on Gynote soon. He's a regular collaborator with the Playing for Change Foundation. He is producing a new album. More details will be coming to you soon. So again, stick around for the conversation and the great music. From Bazil's Ear Bop Volume 1, Catharsis 1, it's Mile Marker, getting us back into this set on Gynote.
Said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker. They said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker. I say what I feel, mean what I say. At age 33, I'm still liking it that way. Still, the mic has been my brain, main appendage. Sacrilege to let it stay dormant. My soul pouring to the sound porridge. Hope hip-hop heads and gorge and got the ear for it. No touring, astral travel as my mind battles. Trying to change her life through divine channels. Shifting both our frequencies beyond Chanel bags. Still get retail tags, we came from hell, man. I'm not trying to indulge, but these demons feel defeated when the heart's with a hole. She said, these other guys all started to fold. Couldn't iron it out, I stayed it flat but not bold. Couldn't be sold out when your heart's been sold. I just communicate and let it be known. They said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker. They said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker. Regrets, maybe I've had one. Couldn't make mistakes twice, but the universe is funny. Thought you played it smart, now you're feeling like a dummy. Thought you moved safe, now everybody's gonna phone me. Walking in the rain, the weatherman said it's sunny. Did what I had to do, can't take nothing from me. Slipped a couple ugly falls, then again, maybe too few to call. Never used to ball, but now I look back, maybe after all. Didn't play nada, not even with a heart, and even when my own broke, I ain't choking, getting caught up. Bet you thought I bit a piece to Tonka. Chief Tatanka eats the whole empanada. Took my Ina out for steak and lobster. Humble life way, but I'm still on my prosper. They said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker. They said they want my rhyme darker, laying down the pavement, grind harder. Now fam, I'm on that fire, started using every bridge that I've burned as a mile marker.
There he goes, one of God's own prototypes. A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production. Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jaylee Wolf of Once a Tree, and you're listening to Gyno.
Jaylee and Hayden Wolf, the husband and wife duo of Once a Tree, with their latest single Vampire Girl, bringing the first block of this hour to an end on Gyno. We also heard a single from Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations, their 2026 Plant Your Dreams. And once again, getting us into that set, it was Lakota producer Talon Duchino, who records his Brazil from his Ear Bopper Volume 1. It was Mile Marker that we heard on today's New Music Showcase. Of course, I'm Brett Mabee, and if you're just now joining, you've missed a little bit, you can always find the digital archive at gynomusic.fm or under the Gyno tab at mainstreamradio.net. You can also check things out at nv1.org, as Gyno does air regularly there in the live stream. So there are a lot of ways to stay in touch. And don't forget that if you're an Indigenous artist who would like to be featured on Gyno, you can either submit music or set up a time to chat. Give me a call at 1-888-362-9970. In the remainder of our time is my amazing friend Carrie Morin, the uber-talented Crow fingerstyle guitarist. He got his start with Puta Fey nearly two decades ago, and since then he has shared the stage with the likes of Bob Weir, also Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Brown, just to name a few. We'll also be enjoying music from up-and-coming Indigenous blues singer Garrett T. Willie. At the age of 25, he's already shared the stage with some legends, so stick around for one from him. Winding down this first half of the hour is a track from Ilani, the Santa Clara Pueblo singer-songwriter who just wrapped up a Northeast tour with Manta Waiuhi and Black Belt Eagle Scout, two other artists that we'll be featuring before our time is through. Also, my good friend Justin Woodmansey, a Seneca artist from my home territory here, the Ohio. But right now, it's Misha Louie, who's been running Misha in the Spanx since 2008. She beautifully balances being a mom and recording and touring. In 2013, she co-founded Girls Rock Camp Calgary, which is now BAM Camp, Building Allied Music. She continues to serve as the executive director, and she's one of my favorite artists with her high energy. It's the Spanx, latest single, Cut My Bangs, on Gyno.
Cut my bangs! Yeah, it's time for a change! Take it all my time, now I don't have
Coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, this is Justin Woodmansey from the band Alamantra, and you are listening to Gyno.
Since I met you, I'm quite fond.